BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Edward. I'm 20 and I'm from Surrey. You might not know this, but I've jumped over Amanda Holden's head. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
BBC Radio 1.
Hiya, here's your free download for Tuesday, October the 2nd. This is Scott. We play Innuendo Bingo with Phil and Dan, who invented YouTube, I think, in the UK. They were good, spitting water on each other and on Chris. Also, Chris's great new idea to stop him getting ID'd in pubs. Rihanna plays Real or No Real, not that one. And Edward, who found himself on top of TV's Amanda Holden. Okay, it's time for Innuendo Bingo, and we welcome back our friends Dan and Phil. Hi, guys.
Hello.
It's good to see you again, because we've not seen you since Edinburgh Festival, which wasn't actually that long ago, but feels like ages.
About 2 years, doesn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, we all made friends that week over the Fun and Filth Cabaret, and then we were cruelly snatched from each other.
Just ripped apart,
weren't
we?
So, it's good to see you.
Nice to see you too.
A lot of people have been on. Very excited about you playing today. Jessica's at school, though, and so is Sian, so she can't watch. So what we'll try and do is we'll try and bang a video up of this a bit later on the Radio 1 YouTube channel.
Brilliant.
So everyone can watch it, and obviously you will share the video as well.
Of course.
With your people on the internet.
Internet people.
Naomi on Twitter is very excited about Dan and Phil on Bingo today. Claire wants to see Dan and Phil get as wet as possible.
Of course she does.
Sophie is watching at college. They've let her watch at college. And Emma has finally gone on her lunch break. She's timed it entirely around Innuendo Bingo and is sat at her computer and ready to watch. So hello if you're watching on the website now. There's me, hello.
Hello.
And here's Chris and Dan and Phil.
Hi.
Now, we did play this with you in Edinburgh, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In our little backstage studio.
I caused a health and safety disaster, didn't I? I completely missed the bin.
You did miss the bin. That's okay in here, though. Because
we've got a sheet.
You've got a sheet.
We have sheet. It looks like someone died on the sheet.
There's a lot of stains on it. If you could not mention those, please, because Becky goes mad every time. And you can see us now online at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Okay, you right, Chris?
Yes.
No.
Let's do it.
All right, I'm just waking you up there.
Sorry.
And
you all right?
You know, are we ready to play?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
John in Cambridge is buzzing for it today, watching on the website. Hello, Tom in Peterborough, just listening, not watching today. And Callum in Oxford. Yes, you are clever, Callum, watching on TV through the PlayStation.
Wow.
So we're really big.
In the future.
In the future, we're really big on his screen right now. Okay, so thank you if you sent in your clips this week. We have got Ian and Sarah on first, who spotted this in a cartoon called The Legend of Korra. I think it's on Nickelodeon.
Right, ready. We need to move this bin right in the middle here, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't feel afraid of getting over each other, guys.
Okay, good.
Okay. Okay, hope you're watching this at home. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Avatar Aang and Fire Lord Zuko transformed the Fire Nation colonies into the United Republic of Nations, a society where benders and non-benders from all over the world could live and thrive together in peace.
Oh, no.
Oh, Gene's already sorry.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that was
my right in the crotch.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, completely waterlogged. Next question.
Yep. So that turns out that cartoon is from The Last Airbender. So that's good. That's my new favourite, I think.
Magical.
Okay, who's wettest?
Me,
Dan, definitely.
Oh, Dan.
Right leg is just black right
now.
Yeah.
Great
start.
Yeah, good start. So, let's move on. Jeff has sent this one in. You know Susanna off BBC Breakfast? She loves Will Young. No, she loves Will Young. Maybe a little bit too much. Listen to this.
By the way, the show is in the Savoy.
Yes.
From October the 3rd.
Well, thank you very much.
And I know that you haven't seen the musical or the film. So
I'm coming.
Please come.
I'm coming. Right. I'm going to bring some spare underpants just in case. And then needle and thread.
Well, love.
Oh, Chris, a late one there.
Dan survived.
That was good.
Well done, Dan.
He's holding it back.
How are you getting on, Phil? Are you okay?
I'm good, actually. Yeah. It's because Dan and Chris are facing each other, so that's where the main waterfall is happening.
Hello, Jess in Surrey, who's watching this for the first time. And Joe, who's just missed his turning, listening to Innuendo Bingo. Okay, this is a classic bit of F1 now for you. Are you ready with the waters?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
He was limbering them up like he was a pianist getting ready to perform.
My neck! What?
Sorry. You went down
down
for
the
it.
Back of my shirt.
Oh, no, now it's
this
all down your
shirt.
This
arrangement just is not working in my favour.
It's not, is it?
Getting attacked from both ends.
Okay. And let's move on to EastEnders now. Always a good home of innuendo. And Christian on EastEnders, who is revealing here a bit too much information.
Do you know what? I am an absolute sucker for a happy ending.
Chris has gone. Phil's gone.
Oh, you've been the nose.
Dan has gone.
Oh, it went on my nose, Chris.
Is it like you've been swimming?
Yeah.
That even happened.
Yeah, how did that happen?
I think I was breathing in as you were firing water.
Inhaling the water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, catastrophic.
Some good ones today. Yeah. Danny in Nottingham. Get your waters ready, please. And it's Graham Taylor on BBC Radio 5 Live. I really like it when footballers get on well together.
I think Koscielny's come across the face of Mannone in the Arsenal goal. I think Koscielny's come across the face of Mannone in the Arsenal goal.
Yeah. Sometimes it gets them the second time.
100% accuracy.
Oh, I'm soaking now.
Who went where?
Everyone
Chris,
went everywhere. All over
my face and my head.
Phil's basically had a shower.
I have.
Basically,
yeah. I'm going to get on the tube after this.
Okay, good. Right. More water, please.
Right.
We're staying with Five Live and the golf. And this is the story of Tiger Woods' life.
Tiger Woods' nerves hold firm. He rams the three-footer into the middle of the hole.
Well held, Chris. How did you do that?
Tiger Woods' nerves hold firm. He rams the three-footer into the middle of the hole.
Yes, Chris.
Well done.
Dan and Phil, not so much.
Not so much.
Simon of Gloucester, thank you so much for sending this one in. And can we ask, what is going on with Gordon Ramsay here?
A little shake, that releases it. And then just shake it to the end. And toss. If you haven't got the comfort of tossing, then use a spatula.
Use a spatula. Good advice.
Use the spatula.
Wow, never tried that.
That was a good one.
Oh, Mike. Oh, no. It's gone.
I feel you're
wrong.
Getting it worse than because of where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say we do a quick swap seats.
Do you want to do swaps? Musical
okay.
chairs?
Yeah,
quick
musical chairs. Needs to happen.
Okay, I'll swap with Dan. Okay.
Shall I play some music okay. while
Does
you swap?
Does this mean that I'm going to get down the neck now?
When the music stops. Okay. When the music stops. No, don't sit down yet.
Sit down. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Just
and sit down.
Oh.
There we are.
I'm going to need to...
Is everyone happy with their new seating position?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, cool.
Judging by his dryness...
Mine's really wet.
I was going to complain.
Are we actually playing musical chairs on the radio?
I think we did.
Okay, good. Just checking.
No, seriously, look.
Oh, Dan. You can see this on the website now. There's major,
it's
major wetness.
Everything has gone wrong.
Everything's gone wrong. Okay, let's continue this. Hi, if you're watching for the first time. Laura's trying to not laugh out loud in the middle of a lesson.
Lol.
Oh, Larry Harry in Liverpool, and maybe even Larry, there's probably one in Liverpool, is listening and is the first time he's ever heard it live. Loves it. There's no way I was missing my two favourite YouTubers getting each other wet, says Kaya. Okay. Yay, it's Eddie Stobart.
Jimmy's not sticking around to see if the bread man can rise to the occasion down the tricky back passage.
Dan's held. Well done. Yes, well Dan. Held. Well done. Okay.
I haven't survived one yet. I need to.
You need to have one where you hold.
Yeah.
BBC Nottingham now. It's absolute filth these days. I mean, do these people actually know they're on air?
So you boned out this bird then, and yeah. And she made a duck dish.
She did, yes, that's right, and it's very tasty as well.
Oh god,
I'm so sorry, Phil.
Chris,
I don't know what happened.
Vendetta against me.
Did that go in Phil's ear?
In my ear, in my nose.
Musical chairs was for nothing. Oh.
So you boned out this bird then, and yeah. And she made a duck dish.
She did, yes, that's right, and it's very tasty as well.
Fantastic,
lovely,
horrific,
lovely. Oh. Okay.
Hang on.
Jardy from Lockerbie's been on. Thank you for sending in this one. Are we ready?
Are you all right? I'm all right.
You look a bit emotionally traumatised, to
slightly.
Be honest.
Slightly.
Yeah.
Oh, you do, Phil. You're all right.
It looks like he's been on Tidal Wave.
I'm okay.
Okay, put it together.
Yeah.
It looks like you're crying just with all the moisture dripping down your face.
The tears are mixing with the
it's
water.
Too much.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ITV, hungry sailors are are very forward.
All right, ladies, show us your pies. Come on, what have we got here?
Wow.
Look at this!
Oh, no!
That was so delayed.
That was a great one. Oh, oh. Leg.
All right, ladies, show us your pies.
Mate.
There's no point. I should have just come in a wetsuit. This is absolutely no point.
This is great today. There's some really good clips. Thank you if you've sent them in. Keep sending them. Remember, 250 Scott Mills points if we use yours. Aggers is back on the cricket.
Oh, lad.
Oh yes, here we go.
There's no run. Again, he hit the field. 36 for three. There's more to captaining a team than simply going out and tossing.
Okay, should we carry on?
Mm.
Well held, everybody. Here's Jake Humphrey on the F1.
Okay, well, you can hear that the engines are roaring up, the grid's about to open, but before we disappear for a moment, I've got to talk to you about Sebastian Vettel's helmet. It's the kind of helmet that Katie Price would enjoy bringing to a Grand Prix. Every time he moves, it starts flashing. What is that about?
He knows.
I don't think he does. He's a very innocent man. Okay.
Oh, no.
That's a good
see.
One.
I can't see.
Can you not see?
No. Too much.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, one more. Kate in Tyne and Weir, thank you for sending this one in. Now, I'm not sure who they're talking about here on Flog It.
I notice he's quite worn on the top. He gets fingered quite a lot, this figure, doesn't he?
Not by me. He hasn't been fingered much, no. No, huh? Not since I've had him.
Are we all right? Oh, Chris!
What
was that? Why so delayed?
I just got annihilated.
What happened there?
That is a slow-mo replay. Oh, my Lord.
Had to be done.
Right, well, I'm sorry, guys, that it had to end like this.
That was worse than last time.
It really was.
Yeah.
We kind of go for it more when we're in our home.
I'd be less moist if I fell in the lake.
See, you really would. Thank you so much, Dan
That's
and Phil,
okay.
for coming in. And you can hopefully get that on a video, yes, a bit later on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Maybe you couldn't watch at the moment.
Yeah.
Keep checking back at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Thank you, Dan and Phil and Chris.
Thank you. Well played.
All right, ladies, show us your pies. Come on, what have we got here?
Wow.
Look at this!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Today's show introducer...
You might not know this, but I've jumped over Amanda Holden's head.
Hi, Edward.
Hello.
Why have you jumped over Amanda Holden's head?
I appeared on the TV show Britain's Got Talent with an acrobatic group.
Are you the ones who won it?
Yeah, we won back in 2010.
Yeah, I remember these. Scott, you must remember, this guy... If I'm right, you were, like, standing behind the judges, then one, like, two of your mates threw you over.
Yeah. Two big guys threw me, and then two other guys caught me.
I remember this now.
Mm. You were the massive gymnastics group, weren't you?
Yeah, there's 13 of us.
Spellbound.
Yeah.
That's a good claim to fame.
Well, since then, it's been my full-time job. I'm just a full-time acrobat.
So have you been thrown over any other celebrities' heads?
Not that I can think of. I've done lots of throws, but just not over celebrities. Amanda Holden did the job.
You see, that was, if I remember right, that was like the signature move, wasn't it? Like, there was a very real risk to me watching that you could have landed on her.
Yeah, we had to go into the studios, like, days before to prove to health and safety that we were going to make it.
And her head's probably insured for like £5 million.
Mm. Exactly.
So what have you been doing lately then?
Well, I was at the Olympic closing ceremony and also the Paralympic closing ceremony.
What did you do there?
I performed with other acrobats on the grasshopper.
That's awesome.
It was probably the biggest and best gig that I've done.
How close were you to Rihanna in Coldplay?
At 3 metres away. The grasshopper just, like, pulled up beside them.
So good. Did you ever feel the need to maybe try and touch her?
It wasn't quite that close. Oh. Although, yeah, touching her would have been something special.
Is there anyone else's head that you would like to flip over at some point?
I could flip over your head if you'd like.
Yes!
This would be great.
Put this in the diary.
Do it.
While I'm on air?
Whilst you're on air. I'll come into the studio and we can organise it.
Yes, I'd be really scared. Listen, Edward, really good to speak to you today. Thank you very much for introducing the show.
You too, thanks a lot.
Love you, bye. It is weird though, isn't it? Like, when you are that close to someone famous, you do really feel the need to touch them. It's like when you see people at the front of a concert and they're right close to them and they're like, oh, like holding their hands out in front.
It's just like another sense done, isn't it then?
It's quite odd though, because they do feel the same as every other person.
Do they?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Now, we need to talk about this. A group of our girlfriends have set up a...
Whoa, hang on a second. You make this sound like a sort of wag situation.
A group of our friends that are girls...
That are girls, yeah.
Why, what are you saying?
No, I'm just saying that's a huge difference, isn't it?
What, did I make it sound like they're all your girlfriends?
No, you made it sound like they were our girlfriends and a group of them. Which is massively misleading on so many fronts.
He's a player. I think it makes it sound like we're players, and I think I like that.
You like that?
No, I don't. Anyway, so it's a group of our friends, and they've set up a netball team. I believe that Gemma Kearney and Sarah Cox off of Radio 1 are joining the team tonight for the first time.
Oh, tonight?
I think it is. It's a big match tonight for them, isn't it?
Well, because I've taken a huge amount of interest in this team. They've played 2 matches so far, lost both.
Yeah.
You know, but they're a new team. I suppose they're just starting out. I don't, you know, I'm obviously not being harsh or rude when I say that.
I think it was 21-13 they lost.
No, the first game they lost 21, I think, 3 or 4. Oh, no, 21-1. That was it.
Which some of our listeners called a drubbing. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, and then I think the next game was something like 15-3.
Okay.
So, an improvement.
Yeah.
But tonight is the best game of all, because...
Listen to the joy in his voice.
I found the website where they put up all the scores and fixtures and everything, and I found out that tonight they're playing the league leaders. The team top of the league at the moment.
Can we go and watch this?
I so want to go, but I would love to bring like a marching band. I'd love to bring commentators, cheerleaders. I'd love to bring the works down there.
I'd like to cheer on the girls.
Yeah.
I really would, because they're all girlfriends of ours.
They are friends,
aren't
yeah.
They?
And they're doing their best.
They are, and that's, I mean, you know, a lot of them haven't played before. There's a selection of people from Radio 1 and some other offices nearby. And I just think it's a real nice thing for them to do every week.
So do I. I mean, I've offered to sponsor the team. I've offered to get them all the kit.
Mm.
I've offered to really get involved in this team and help them out.
Yeah.
So far they've refused.
Do they not want your help?
Well, they're not exactly being forthcoming, are they?
And maybe it's because you're talking about on the air losing a lot.
We're
only stating the facts.
Yeah, I'm not enjoying them losing. It'll be amazing when they win that one game.
And maybe tonight will be...
But what a game this is going to be tonight. So the league leaders.
League leaders against our girlfriends. Well, I've got some gossip on this as well. One of the players, playing for the first time this evening, nearly quit before she even played her first match.
How do you know? Have you been giving them team talks as well?
No, I just know the person concerned.
Okay, so this is someone who's playing tonight.
Someone is playing tonight, and they told her that for the netball match, or matches, she needed to cut her nails. And she said no.
Oh, right.
She said, I'm not having short nails, my long nails are part of me. If the nails go, I go.
So she's refusing to play because she won't cut... Is that what happens in netball? You need to have short nails. I'm not an expert with this, but...
Okay, it gets better. So, it's our friend Gemma, you know, from Essex.
Okay, you've named her.
And she won't mind that. They've had to email the head of netball, whoever that is, like the person in charge of the league, is it?
Right, okay.
Asking if it's okay for her to wear gloves. for tonight's match. Or plasters on her fingers.
I see.
So tonight, our friend Gemma will be playing the match with gloves on.
Because if her nails go, she goes.
She goes, and they can't afford to lose her.
As she said, they're a part of me.
Yeah.
So they are. The nails are staying.
Okay.
And the gloves are on. Can you wear gloves in netball?
I don't know. I mean, this is it. We're not the best with the rule. We've got a vested interest in this team because we've offered them sponsorship. We've offered them to buy their shirts and stuff like that, haven't we?
Yeah.
And we give them team talks.
Absolutely denied all the time.
I keep sending an email around to all of them. They haven't asked me to get involved. I've just taken it upon myself. But I sent around this motivational email that I saw. I saw this, and I send them the Rocky theme tune every now and then and stuff.
Anyway, girls, good luck tonight.
Good luck.
I think Sarah Cox will be good, actually. I think she could win it for them.
Mm.
Gemma Kearney, also, I think, a dark horse. Gemma in the... No, I'm not calling her a horse. And also Gemma, our friend from Essex, will be fine in the gloves, I think. Let me know if that's allowed in netball, please. Or if it's possible to play netball in gloves, because that's what's happening.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I reckon that celebrities do feel a bit different now. I've revised my opinion on this.
Do you think we should test this out somehow?
Yeah, I mean, let's say, right, if you had a feel of Fern Cotton and then you had a feel of Claire off of Reception,
yeah,
do you think you would notice the difference by grabbing their arms?
Do you think
that the famous person would feel different to the non-famous?
I think you could tell. I know they smell different.
Yeah, they smell rich.
Not specifically Claire and Fern, Claire off Reception and Fern, but... I think if you felt them, you'd definitely know a difference.
They just feel famous as well.
Yeah.
As well as smelly famous. I'd like to try that out.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's play Real or No Real. Oh no, what's occurring? Hey, Rihanna.
Hello.
You must come back and play bingo with us sometime soon.
I know, I promise. Thursday. Are you around Thursday, Scott?
We're here every day, 1 till 4.
Excellent. Yeah, I'll be in Thursday, so if you want me then.
Oh, you'll be here?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, we've got someone else.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, we haven't.
Oh, okay.
As if we're that organised.
Right. You did pretty well, though, getting amazing Dan or Phil.
Amazing Phil.
Who were on fire.
Dan is not on fire. And them, yeah. So that video's on the Radio 1 website now. And we'll see you on Thursday. Now, though, let's play Real or No Real. My favourite one from yesterday, my favourite fact, which wasn't true, was that if you laid all of your veins on the floor... Was it end to end or something? You would die. That was a good one.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it wasn't. Oh no, it is real. Here's your first one today. Remember, some of these are real facts. Some of these are made up by Marlon Dingle from Emmerdale. That's what he likes to do on Twitter. But can you distinguish the real from the no real? Let's find out.
Wind produced from a human, which is the result of eating sprouts, pistachio nuts, and pine cones, would kill an average bear.
Could you kill a bear with that? Now, it has to be with those three things.
Wind produced from a human, which is the result of eating sprouts, pistachio nuts, and pine cones, would kill an average bear.
What do you think? Real or no real?
Is this some kind of lethal combination that together would...
I think if you ate all three, then definitely.
I guess it depends on the person and their sort of the strength of their wind.
What was it? Sprouts, pistachio nuts and...
Pine nuts.
I'm sure I do this at Christmas. Combination of the three. I don't believe this.
No, I think
this is not real.
That's no real.
No real.
Sorry, that one is a no real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well done, everyone.
Who'd have thunk it?
Well, who'd have thunk it? Your next one, which you could use down the pub tonight if it's real.
If you collect some cloud in an empty pint glass and let it ferment for 4 weeks or more, it will actually turn into cotton wool.
Yes, please. I want that to be real.
So you collect the cloud, it ferments and turns into wool.
Cotton wool.
Cotton wool. What are you saying?
Well, I'm saying not real. I don't believe that for
are
a second.
Are any of these real anymore? Have you just given up finding
scraping
real facts?
The barrel.
We're not scraping the barrel. That's a good one if it's real.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to go no real, though.
No, that's not real.
Okay. You've got a point. There aren't many real ones anymore.
There really aren't.
All right, we'll try this one then.
White cars are stolen more often than any other coloured car.
Ah, right.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
I reckon yes.
Why?
My brother used to have a white car, and it looked like... I kind of wish someone would steal it sometimes.
Mm.
Because it was a bit... ostentatious, do you know what I mean?
Did you try and steal it?
No, I couldn't drive.
I tend to find white cars, and this is going to sound ridiculous, are either really flash or really, really awful.
Yeah. Like those rubbish, what are they, micros or something? I don't know.
Well, anyway.
No, I think they're some of the best cars ever made.
Yeah. But it's usually...
They're balanced out.
I find it's extremes with white cars.
Yes, I agree. And they have to be pure, like white, washed white, you know, really, really clean to be...
So I can believe this stat. I think there's some fat behind it.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Brian.
I'm going to go real.
Yes, that is real.
Yeah. Incredible.
And next.
Crows can recognise human faces and warn other crows about dangerous people.
So imagine you're a crow. You're like, look at this. No, he looks shifty.
Mm.
I'm going to tell my other friend.
Facial recognition.
Is that not normally a scarecrow, though, that they're sort of warning?
No, it's a crow, Rihanna.
But she raises a good point, because then, surely, if they can recognise faces, they'd look at the scarecrow and go, that's not a real human, and therefore
true.
Go
yeah.
onto the land. Do you know what I mean? They wouldn't
be scared by the scarecrow.
No, because they'd know it's not human.
That's not real.
Aren't scarecrows the most ineffective invention ever, though, anyway?
Unless crows aren't very clever and they think it's a shifty human.
Shifty human?
Mm. I'm going to say not real.
I'm going to go real.
Yes, that one is real.
Yes! Whoa.
Yeah, they know a shifty when they see it. Person. And next.
36 million years ago, penguins were about 5 feet tall.
No.
Haven't they got shorter, penguins?
They're quite little. Hey, look, coming from Madagascar 3, they were tiny, those penguins.
Yeah, okay, but I'm 5'10".
So are you?
Like, yeah, so it's probably, like, here. That's a big old penguin, isn't it?
Up to your shoulder? Yeah, that's not... No.
Have they got smaller with age?
Yes.
As time gone on?
No.
Hey, cheating.
I'm thinking that is not real.
I'm thinking that's not real either.
Yes, that one is real.
Oh, I should have...
OMG.
I know.
I thought I was being stupid thinking that, but...
I thought you were being stupid.
Giraffes can sniff their own bums.
I don't know why you want to do that, but they can.
If you could,
No, I wouldn't.
I'm not sure.
Would you, really?
No, why would you sniff your own bum? Why would you sniff anyone's bum?
I'm saying if you could.
If you could, would you?
Yeah, but you could sniff someone else's bum and you don't.
Yeah, but it's different, isn't it?
Well, you say that.
I mean, we all know that's different. I mean, you know what I mean?
I don't know where to go from.
I don't really know what you mean.
Giraffes have got long necks.
They have.
They have, but I don't reckon they're that flexible.
I'm saying real.
I'm saying no real.
No, sorry, that one is a no real.
Yay.
Right, before this degenerates into if you could sniff it, then would you debate, then let's add up the scores, please.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh. Rihanna got 50 points there. I got 30.
Yay!
Yes, Rihanna is the champion.
Wicked.
Real or no real, thank you. We'll see you on Thursday for bingo.
Yes.
Don't be forgetting now.
It's in writing.
Don't forget about us.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Hello, Grey on text, who grabbed Justin Timberlake's leg once and it just felt like your regular hairy leg. Nothing special at all. Disappointing. And Josie, who touched Rihanna at a gig recently, felt like a normal. But she did get a bit too excited and latched on, and then Rihanna had to prize her fingers off her. It's exciting when one of the biggest stars in the world prizes her fingers off you. Okay, Dan and Phil do videos that people watch on YouTube and like. Chris is my friend, and they are all here in a few minutes' time to play Innuendo Bingo. If you can get to a computer, bosh it on the Radio 1 website now, because this is happening live next. Remember, from 8 a.m. on Saturday morning, warming up for the Teen Awards, we have a whole day of One Direction. So, each member of One Direction with a different Radio 1 DJ from 8 a.m. Saturday morning, ahead of the massive Teen Awards on Sunday, where One Direction are headlining.
So who are you with?
Zayn Malik.
I hope you don't fall out or anything, you know. It's a long time to spend with someone. I mean, there's days where I find it, you know, I love working with you and everything, but there are days where you, you know, if you're not in the right mood, you can be very difficult. And I hope he's prepared for this.
I don't think that's true. What, you're saying that I'm going to be the difficult one, not the pop star?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really
that
not.
Way around.
No. Oh, that's good then, isn't it, if One Direction's management are listening now, or Zayn himself. Zayn, it's going to be fine. We're co-hosting a show together Saturday, 12 till 2, and we'll both be in amazing mood.
I'm just trying to think of some advice to pass on to him, really. I suppose, I don't know, really, maybe bring you lunch?
I don't think that's going to happen. I'll be fine.
Yeah?
We'll have some coffees, we'll have a chat, we'll play some songs, it'll be fine. 12 till 2 on Saturday. Don't make me out to be the diva here. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Ugh, Chris is being a phone bore today. I've got a new phone and realised that if you talk to it, it talks back. Off of a year ago.
I'm new to this.
I know. Oh, it's brilliant. Okay. Like, all morning.
It doesn't understand me, though, which is a bit...
No, really? I haven't found that with mine. Six months ago.
Hi, mate, how are you? And then it will go... The train from Paddington leaves. It's like...
Welcome along.
You haven't got that right.
Gangnam Style. Now, I've just heard that if he gets the Billboard Hot 100 number one, which is the American number one, on Thursday, he is going to perform this topless. Now, can anyone that knows Psy, or maybe is with him now... That's probably quite narrow, that. There's probably not that many people that are listening that are with him. Can someone please persuade him this isn't what we want to see?
Really? I think this is brilliant.
I don't think this is a great idea. I was on the BBC 1 o'clock and 6 o'clock news last night.
Just going to say, my dad spotted you.
Yeah, one of my friends nearly fell off the treadmill in the gym. They're like, oh, what's he doing on the news? You don't expect to see me on the news, really.
No.
Talking about Gangnam Style and why it's so popular. I refuse to do the dance for them on
camera.
Are
you, like, this country's representative Gangnam Style?
It appears... It appears yesterday, yes, I was. And on the 6 o'clock news, they didn't change it, as I'd asked on the show. They still used the clip of me, and then straight afterwards, a clip of Ellen DeGeneres in a cruel, how you really look like her, spot the difference competition. Mm. It was just me and then Ellen. It was like, oh. I'm surprised they didn't swap the captions around. So on the caption of Ellen, it was Scott Mills, vice versa. Will it be number one on Sunday? Find out with Reggie from 4 o'clock. Now, you know you're getting all into your products at the moment.
Whoa. I'm not.
Well, you are.
I'm not, and we weren't going to talk about this, actually.
In case the lads are listening. No, I just told you, because you should, that... How old are you now, 25? Apply moisturiser.
Okay.
And it'll work for you. There's no shame in men putting moisturiser on. Or the lads might be listening. Or maybe I bought some under-eye stuff as well.
No, I didn't buy any of that, no. What I did
under my eyes to stop them looking puffy. Maybe I bought that as well.
No, I did not. That was a free sample.
Oh, they give you all the samples?
I did buy some moisturiser.
No shame in that.
But I don't know. I didn't really feel comfortable. And you told me that I should go out and buy, you know, get involved in this moisturiser stuff. So I tried a little bit of it.
Put it all on your face.
I was like, to be fair, it does sort of freshen you up a little bit.
Yeah. And now you've got all the under-eye creams, you've got the anti-agings.
I haven't. Do you know what? And that's the ridiculous thing. I actually went into that particular store to ask if they had some ageing cream. Because I'm getting sick of getting ID'd.
Hey, you could pitch this idea to Deborah Meaden.
Yeah.
There's always anti-ageing creams, but you want an ageing cream.
I actually want something that might age me.
Make you look older.
To make me look like my age.
That's a great idea. Actually, write that down for Meaden.
But she looked at me as if I'd come from another planet. I said, is there anywhere I can buy some ageing cream here?
Did you actually ask?
Yeah. There's nothing, there is nothing in the... I don't know why I'm saying this on the radio, because someone else is going to go do this now, aren't they?
Just because you're fed up with getting ID'd.
And there is no ageing cream on the market.
On the market. There's a gap in that. Listen, right, my new one I bought the other day. Sorry if I'm talking about products. I'll stop this in a minute. Right, I've got it in my bag now. It's supposed to be for your hands, but I use it on my face as well because it feels good. Now, I feel self-conscious about using this now. I'm not sure we can say this on air, but a woman looked at me on the bus and lolled a lot today when I was putting this on my face. Look at the name of it.
No, you can't say that. And did you get that abroad?
No, I bought it here. What's wrong with that?
Is that commercially available?
Yes, it's available everywhere. It's for my hands. It makes your hands feel really nice. But I'm really kind of self-conscious about using it in public now.
Yes.
But I'm quite proud of hand relief.
Because...
Smell it, it's lush. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. So, Bruno Mars, brand new track, first single from his new album, which is called Unorthodox Jukebox. That's going to be out on 10th of December. Doo-Wops and Hooligans was, 2 years ago? It's about time he got another album out, so he's doing it. Biggest selling male artist in the world last year. Actually, at that point, you think, well, there's no real rush to release another album, is there? I'm the biggest selling male artist in the world right now. I've touched him once.
Pardon?
We're just talking about, touching famouses.
Oh, God.
And whether it feels different. Do you remember that conversation from earlier?
Yeah.
He didn't feel any different to a normal, actually.
No?
It was a mistake. I brushed past his bum cheek at the Brit Awards.
Right.
And like he was... Do you remember that, the one didn't speak?
Was this quite late on at the Brit Awards?
No, it was quite early. He was right next to us, and we were having our dinner... And I think, did someone snaffle one of his potatoes or something before we realised that we were in the wrong spot? Basically, I think one of us was in Bruno Mars's chair and we started to eat his dinner.
You had a little go on his chicken or pork?
Yeah,
or no,
just the potato. I didn't touch the chicken. But panic ensued. And then loads of people were like, that's Bruno Mars's seat! Mm. And then as I left, not on purpose, I did touch his bum cheek. Felt the same.
Just to wind him up even more.
As a normal one. This is Bruno Mars and his new track, Locked Out of Heaven. The lyrics of that is about the time I ate one of his roast potatoes. It's a metaphor, you see. The plate of food was like the heaven, and I waffled his potato, is that one? And he felt like he was locked out of heaven. Listen to the lyrics more carefully next time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just to alert you that tomorrow is 24 years at the Tap End Day. So make sure you listen to us live between 1 and 4 on Radio 1. Or if you can't listen live, then make sure you download this podcast.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.